Hi, it's Nancy from the Durango Public Library, and this is page one. Normally, you'd be listening to the first page of one of the books in our collection, a way to get you excited about reading. Today, instead, you'll hear one of the page one contest-winning entries to get you excited about both reading and writing. Here's the first page of our page one contest winner, Promise to Papa. The sobs come over the phone speaker as clear as if she's sitting next to you on your narrow dorm bed. You wonder if it's just another extreme ploy to get you to come home to visit so she can feed you, so you can talk to your father. You wipe the goop out of your eyes and smear it on the sheet. "Ma, I'm sleeping," you say. Wet hiccups erupt in your ear. Your tone is a little softer when you say, "What is it?" She sucks her breath like she's trying to swallow the hiccups. She's actually able to get them under control enough to speak. "It's Papa." She takes another breath. "A heart attack." Your own heart feels tight. You believe her but don't want to. You just want to bury your head under the Pendleton. Let the darkness make the world disappear. Out your window, a giant brown leaf is riding a draft. It suddenly drops and rises and dives for the ground 7 floors below. "What happened?" "Come to the hospital." "Are you there now?" "The one I used to work at." You lay the phone on the side table, stare at your bare, hairless chest. It expands and contracts effortlessly, automatically. The last time you talked to him was over a month ago. You look him directly in his coal black eyes, knowing he doesn't like it. He flinches, the crow's feet furrows deepening, and looks to the 13-inch TV, which is silently showing a car commercial. Above the TV is a print of his great-great-grandfather, the famous linguist Sequoia. A sleek Mercedes convertible races around the mountain curves, and $1,000 cash back flashes in green bubble letters. He lurches himself out of the easy chair. You hear his bones creaking and popping. Grumbling incoherently in Sigali, he snaps the TV off and returns to the chair to stare at Sequoia. You only understand 10% of your indigenous language, but the word ungrateful grates against your eardrum. "What did you say?" you demand. "Should have never bought that box," he says quietly in English, waving a walnut hand at the TV. "Now you kids are so ungrateful. You want, want, want." You stuff the stuffing back into the gaping hole in the couch's armrest.
"Papa, be reasonable. Everybody's got a new car."
"When I was your age." "Back on the reservation," you mimic. You're unable to conjure up an image of him at 20. "We didn't have anything." He strokes his tight, shining black braids thoughtfully. They sprout from behind each ear and fall to his pudgy stomach. "If we were lucky, we drove old rusty heaps of junk."
"Welcome to society. I still drive a rusty heap in a place where nobody does. I'm embarrassed to drive around school. I'm just asking for a cosign."
You wave the yellow car lot paper clutched in your right hand. He still won't look at you. Keep staring at Sequoia like the long-dead leader gives him strength. "You can't buy happiness." Promise to Papa by Amanita was one of 5 page one contest winners celebrating National Novel Writing Month and the creativity in our community. Thanks to the 106 people who submitted their work to us. The contest was sponsored by Maria's Bookshop, Friends of the Library, KDUR, KSUT, and the Durango Public Library. Keep listening and keep reading.